In many of the institutions in which I work, when people do have themselves labeled as boss or as director or manager, they really have an image that such people have to be beyond having any feelings. They have a real fear in many of the institutions in which I work that you can't express feelings. People don't care for your feelings within this institution. It's all about profit. They don't care what you feel. It's what you produce. Now, of course, when people live within those structures, work within them 8 hours a day, that really has an impact on them. And sadly, when they go home, they often carry that same consciousness from the institution to their home place, so that they're not able to really share with the people they're the closest with their emotions. One corporation in the United States asked me to do a special training where I would first work with the wives of top executives, and then I would work with the top executives. And when I work with the wives, a constant theme was how sad they were that they didn't have more emotional contact with their husbands. The husbands would come home, and then they didn't shift from the energy of the workplace that said, who cares what you feel? Who cares what's alive in you? It's all about production. They didn't shift from that now to revealing themselves openly and honestly to maintain a loving, intimate connection. They maintain the same level of communication, not able to get in touch with their emotions and share them. So I first worked with the wives and heard their sadness at how hard it was for them to establish emotional connection with people who work in that other environment each day. Then I worked with the men. And I could see very quickly what the women were putting up with, because they sat there and it was very hard to get emotional contact with them. And at one point, I got very emotional thinking of what these wives must go through to live with people who are in this environment. And I got so emotional that I started to cry. I couldn't believe it that I would cry in front of a group of top executives in a corporation. And when I looked up, I was expecting everybody to be contemptible. And they were. I saw in everybody's eyes, you know, as though, what is wrong with this guy? And especially the boss of the group. He just looked like, you know, how could any man cry in a setting like this? So I was glad that I had my nonviolent communication skills, because from the look on all of their faces, if I hadn't tried to empathize with what was going on in them, I could have easily taken it that I'm not a real human male, that I'm disgusting. So it wasn't easy, but I got up my courage and I tried to check out what was going on in them. And I said to the boss, you look disgusted. Are you feeling that way? And would you like someone working with your group here today to be better in control of his emotions? And I was shocked by his response. He said, no, I wasn't disgusted. I was just thinking how my wife wishes I could cry. I'm going through a divorce right now. This is the reason. My wife says that living with me is like living with a rock. And this gave others in the group an opportunity to open up and start to express their pain, because they could sense that their partners wanted more emotional expression, but they could see that when they were in an environment all day long that operated on the idea that profit comes first, profit uber alles, profit above all, they could see what price they were paying for it in their other relationships. And I am sad to say that I have even seen that this extends over into healthcare settings. where people get so caught up in the mechanics of what needs to be done that they forget about how important it is to maintain human connection while we're providing any kind of service for somebody. This was brought to my attention very powerfully one evening in Paris, France. One of my colleagues is a physician who is the head of a department there in a hospital, and she was attending a workshop with me, and we were going to go from that workshop to a different workshop in another part of town. And she said, "Marshall, on the way to the other workshop, we're going to go by the hospital. Let's stop because I want to talk to a patient that's in one of my programs there." So we stop at the hospital, and I accompany her up to the room, and I stood out in the hall while she went in to talk to this patient who was hooked up to all kinds of machinery and wires because she was having a serious problem that required a lot of medical care. And my colleague sat and held the hand of this patient and talked with her for 20 minutes. And meanwhile, I was getting nervous because we had another workshop to do. And anyway, after the time, my colleague came out very annoyed. And she said, "You see the woman in that room? Did you see all that equipment she was hooked up to?" I said, "Yes, yes." She said, "Do you know that woman has been in there for 6 hours and nobody has talked to her in that time? Can you imagine a place that can be so skilled at knowing, you know, what equipment is necessary, but they don't know that people need human contact?" So many institutions that I work in have a value system that disconnects people from the humanness of themselves and of the people with whom they work, that get so caught up in productivity, which is important, but they get so caught up in the productivity that they lose connection with human relationships. And again, especially when they have titles that imply that they are superiors, then especially it's hard for these people to relate in a human way.